Shalom Aleichem, Mishneh Yomi for Erev Shabbat Re'eh continues in chapter 11 of Zvachim, Dam Chatat, about washing bloodstains from a chatat and dealing with utensils that have absorbed the flavor of a chatat or other offerings, as we mentioned yesterday. We're in Mishnayot Hey and Vav 5 and 6 today. Beged, one of these garments that had a chatat bloodstain, that blood that could have been used, as we learned a couple days ago, sheyotzeh hutzaklayim, it went outside the curtains. Now, curtains refer to the Mishkan, or went outside the walls of the courtyard of the temple when we were dealing with the Beit HaMikdash. So what do? Nichnas, bring it back in. Umechabso b'makom kodesh. We have to wash it in the holy place, in the courtyard of the Mishkan, and later in the temple, as we cited the verses in Vayikra chapter 6, all about this topic. Now the Mishnah adds, nitma chutz l'klayim, if they brought the beged, the garment, outside, and it became tameh. Now it's ritually impure, it became impure outside. Now we can't bring it inside in the current state because it's impure. So what do they do? Kor'oh, they have to rip it. And the Mefarshim say, the Barna explains, they rip the majority of the length of this garment, so it's no longer fit for its original purpose. Now, it's still a garment. It's still useful. You could repurpose it for children, but until you've actually repurposed it, it's no longer tame on a biblical level because the majority of it is ripped open. So then, v'nichnas, you would be allowed to bring it into the courtyard of the temple or Mishkan. Umechabso b'makom kadosh. Then you could launder it in the holy place. Now it's still usable, but the tuma status, the impurity on a deraita, on a biblical level, has been ripped away until somebody decides to repurpose this beged for maybe smaller people or some other useful purpose. Similarly, the Mishnah adds kli cheres, the earthenware pottery. Sheyatzeh hutzaklayim, it left the curtains or the temple courtyard. Nichnas v'shevir makom kadosh. Bring it back in and shatter it inside the holy area. We mentioned yesterday they had to break the kli cheres, the earthenware pots that had absorbed the flavors of the chatat, and according to some mefarshim, the other korbanot as well. If they absorbed any of those flavors, they had to be broken, and this is why when the archaeologists found all these broken pots in an area of Shiloh, they said this is where Mishkan Shiloh was, because people had to break the cookware that they used to make the chatat and other korbanot in an area where they could still see Mishkan Shiloh. And the Mishnah adds, nitma chutzaklayim, if it became ritually impure, got tame outside, they can't bring it in anymore in the current state, so nekvo, so drill a hole in it, make a hole in this earthenware kli, and now it's no longer biblically tame, unless you decide to use it for something else. Maybe it was used for liquid, a medium, and now you're only going to use it for solids. So then it would be makabel tuma, but in the current state, it's not, because it has the hole. So v'nichnas shav makam kodesh. Now you can bring it in and break it in the holy area. On to Mishnah Vav, kli nechoshet, a copper vessel, any metal utensil that was used to cook offerings in. Sheyotzeh hutzaklayim, it went out of the curtains outside the temple courtyard. Nichnas, bring it back in. Umorka v'shotfo, and purge it and rinse it. Do cleaning and hagala and rinsing. B'makam kodesh, in the holy area, to begin purge out the flavors that were absorbed in the walls of this kli, of this vessel. And again, the potential problem, nitma chutzaklayim, if it got tame, got impure when it was outside, you can't bring it in tame. So pocheto, so you have to really, make a big gash in the bottom of this kli, so it's, no longer tame deraita. There's actually opinion that Tosfot brings in the Gemara that you would actually hammer this vessel until it's inside out. So it's still a kli, but the outside is now the inside and vice versa, so it does not have the biblical level impurity on it. V'nichnas, now you could bring it in because it's not really tame in the present state, and I guess you'd kind of hammer it back together if you had made a gash in it and it was missing something. Umorka shaitfo, and you purge it and you rinse it, b'makam kodesh, in the holy area, to remove the tastes of karbanot absorbed within. And there's really an amazing musar hidden in these two mishnayot. If we feel that we're broken or spiritually low, spiritually contaminated, so part of the solution might be to make a radical change in our life, but the solution is always to come back to Makom Kadosh, to try to come back to Hashem, no matter how broken or in disrepair or tired and worn out we are, to try to come closer to what's Kadosh, to come closer to Hashem and His Torah and Mitzvot. That is the real solution for all of us. Yishar kochachem, tizku l'mitzvot.